This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
It's coming up to Christmas. I've been trying to avoid it, but I can't get away from it any longer. And, you know, at Christmas, people start going out and collecting for different charities. We've got wishing trees. We've got bikers with teddy bears strapped to their handlebars. We've got all sorts of people collecting for the less fortunate at Christmas time. Now, this is one that is probably closer to our community than many others. It's the 7th annual toy drive for kids affected by HIV/AIDS. It's put together by Friends Alike of Bendigo in Central Victoria, Country Awareness Network Victoria. And Adam Wright from CAN joins me on the line now. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. Now, I'm ashamed to say I've never really noticed this toy drive before, and yet here it says 7th annual one.
I know. It's become a regular part of our calendar. It's hard to believe that it's been 7 years it's been running.
Now, children affected by HIV/AIDS, is that just kids with HIV/AIDS, or is it children of parents with HIV/AIDS as well? I mean, who is this for?
Yes, well, all of the above. And as many of your listeners would probably know, chronic illness such as HIV, well, you know, it can be life-changing for the person who has it and living with it. It's not just the individual that it affects. It affects the whole family, the loved ones, the friends, the partners. And this is an initiative started about 7 years ago, basically to address that need. Someone in a family living with HIV quite often, you know, has other priorities, other issues, and, you know, quite often that leads to...
Well, difficulty working, for example, low income, all sorts of issues.
Yeah. So the initiative that started between FAB and CAN 7 years ago, we work closely with Melbourne agencies such as Positive Women Victoria and Straight Arrows. Mm-hmm. They provide us a list of needy or families that would appreciate the helping hand, and we do what we can to fill a little void around this time of year.
What sort of numbers are we talking about here? I mean, how many kind of children were you delivering to?
It varies from year to year.
Sure. Ballpark figure?
Based on that, but close to 100 families.
Mm-hmm. And some of them may have more than one child, of course.
Exactly.
Indeed.
Exactly. And we do have a gift registry. We found, it's been a learning process over the years.
Yeah.
First couple of years, we found, it a bit difficult. People are very generous in donating, lots of toys. But sometimes it's easy to pick the toys that are cute and cuddly. And you might find that, you get lots of donations of stuffed animals or, things for the 3, 4, 6-year-olds. We have this, young teens, up to 12, 13, 14.
Okay, so you've got a gift registry so that people can give, an age-appropriate gift and so that you don't get sort of swamped with teddy bears.
Well, that we try, and if someone's interested and they want to donate, they can ring and, we can guide them and say, listen, we're, short on, this age bracket or this gender.
Okay, and how do they get hold of you?
Well, they can contact the CAN Resource Centre, telephone number 544-38355, or you can go to the CAN website, www.can.org.au. We know it's a busy time of year for everyone, so we also accept cash donations, and we'll go out and buy a toy on behalf of someone if they don't have the time to go purchase one.
Okay. Now, supposing this is Country Awareness Network we're talking to here, it's Friends Alike of Bendigo. Do you cover children in the Melbourne area as well, or is it just country kids?
No, it's across the state. And any of the city listeners, if they're interested in making a donation, they can drop it off to the Positive Living Center and we'll collect it from there.
Okay, and if they do happen to be listening online and they're in Bendigo, they can drop it off at your resource center, which is at 34 Myers Street in Bendigo.
That's right.
Now, what's the You said sometimes you get kind of strange gifts or inappropriate gifts, or you get overloaded with a particular type of gift. Any particular offering in the past has sort of made you smile particularly?
We've had, it wasn't last year, perhaps it was year before that, but there was here in Bendigo a woman's knitting group or craft group or something, and they had just overloaded us with all these little crocheted animals and bits and pieces, which was, you know, very, very sweet. But actually, we had a surplus, and when that occurs, we pass on any, you know, surpluses or, you know, gifts that, you know, as I mentioned, if we have too many stuffed animals or something, you know, those go to another worthy cause, and that changes from year to year. We've given on to the Salvos, we've given on to St. Vinny's, you know, and we try to, you know, share if we get any surpluses.
So if you get more than you need, people needn't worry about over-donating, because it'll always go to a good cause.
Yes, that's right. And in previous years, when we've had, you know, exceptionally generous years, sometimes the kids on our gift registry actually get two gifts rather than just one.
Oh, that's really nice. Now, we are actually coming up into AIDS Awareness Week, aren't we? 24th November, 1st December, and then World AIDS Day on the 1st. So this is all part of that. What else have you got going with CAN for World AIDS Day?
There's heaps on the calendar out here in the country. Mm-hmm. We have our upcoming, and that's becoming a bit of an annual event as well. This will be the third year, our Red Ribbon Art Competition, mm-hmm. Where we invite local, regional, rural artists to submit works of art as a part of AIDS Awareness Week, with the only proviso that it must include a red ribbon somehow.
Great.
Incorporated into the artwork. So the artwork is quickly coming in. That'll be launched on November 30th here in Bendigo, mm-hmm. at Bendigo Pottery, and the exhibition will continue through to the middle of December. Many of these pieces of work, while it's great to, if you're in the Bendigo area, to stop by and look at them, many of the pieces are available for sale, with proceeds going to the Red Ribbon campaign.
Okie doke. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Adam. I know it's a really busy time for you with, as I say, AIDS Awareness Week coming up, World AIDS Day coming up. Best of luck with all your collections, and best of luck especially with the toy collection.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. That was Adam Wright there from the Country Awareness Network. Just to reiterate, they're collecting toys for kids affected by HIV/AIDS, that is, kids with HIV/AIDS, and also kids from families affected by HIV/AIDS. They are running a gift registry so that you can make an appropriate donation of and it must be a new toy, or you can make a donation of money. If you're in Bendigo, you can drop that off at the CAN Resource Centre, 34 Myers Street. If you're in the city here, you can make a donation or drop off your toy to the Positive Living Centre. And if you want to know more about the gift registry or whatever, you can give them a call, 5443 8355, or you can look up the CAN website. That's can.org.au. Worthy cause there, and you get to play Santa.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.